So occasionally we've practiced where we have a touch point in a word, and I may play with that a little bit in today's meditation, and that's the word with. To be with the body, to be with the breath, to be with the agitation or the anxiety, to invite in that quality of being a companion to your experience. And it starts to invite a recognition that there's something other than the experience because there's the capacity to be with it. And when we can start to feel that, to recognize, to perhaps remember. I know so many of you've touched this in your practice, those moments of not being fully consumed by what's happening. It can be a real support. So let's play with this together. You might let yourself gaze around just to acknowledge the space, to orient to the space. Maybe taking in the screen and your friends that are here. And finding your way into this moment. Often that's supported by a softening of the gaze or a closing of the eyes. A way of simplifying the visual field and the sensory input to allow sinking into or a steeping in the experience of the moment. The visual field in particular can stretch our attention into the past or the future. And so we settle into the sensory field of the body. The points of contact. The anchor of feet or hands or breath. Perhaps resting into this anchor for a few moments, and because we're here at the beginning of our sitting, often it's hard to stay with the anchor. It can feel very much like that energy of a hummingbird. Touching in for a sip of presence and then darting away. And so, the practice of a simplified body scan is part of our arriving. We invite ourselves to begin to be with the body. Letting the warmth of our awareness wash down and through the body. From the crown of the head down towards the feet. Letting awareness touch. In particular, those parts of the body that might be reservoirs of tension or tightness. Softening the eyes. Loosening the jaw. Opening the throat. Relaxing the shoulders. Allowing the hands to be at rest. Loosening the muscles in the back body to any degree. Letting the strength and length of your spine hold your body up so the muscles can rest. Softening through the belly. Settling into your seat. Relaxing through your feet, maybe even wiggling the toes just as a way of waving goodbye to any residual tension or tightness in the body. Noticing how it is to be with your body right now. Perhaps there's a capacity to linger a little longer. With a felt sense of the body, with one of those touch points, feet or hands or breath. Finding the place in your body that it's easiest and most enjoyable to be with in this moment. Let yourself linger here. For as long as you're able. And whenever your awareness wanders, let it be gently drawn back, just as a hummingbird is drawn back to the blossom. Let the awareness come home to be with this place in the body that's easeful, enjoyable. And as you return again and again to be with the blossom of the breath or the body, you might have moments of really sensing how awareness is not the body, it's not the breath, it's here with. It's this bigger container through which all experience, moment by moment, flows. And don't try to think about this or figure it out. Just stick with the simplicity of being with breath or body. And if there are moments of catching a glimpse of the spaciousness of awareness, just be aware of that too. letting your awareness contact or be with whatever's arising in your experience in this moment. Might be a sensation in the body, or a thought, or an emotion. State of mind, and this moment can be known by awareness to this quality of companionship, being with, and returning again and again to be with the simplicity of breath or body. awareness wide enough to be with the fullness of your experience in this moment. An awareness that can stretch to meet the experience of your loved ones, your community, even the suffering of the world, this capacity to be with. And perhaps bubbling up through this, a desire to be with the world in a way that nurtures safety. Peace. Ease. And freedom for all. May all beings know true happiness and freedom from suffering. May it be so. So last week, I offered some reflections on working with anxiety and, you know, in a way from a bit of more of a maybe mindful psychological perspective. You know, I've been sitting with lots of people navigating different degrees of anxiety so often. You know, that informs what shows up in these Wednesday talks. And I thought today it might be nice to nest, you know, working with anxiety and other difficult mind states back into some of the frameworks that we've been working with over this last year and a half. And one of those frameworks comes from the Four Foundations of Mindfulness, one of the core teachings in Buddhism. And the first foundation, if you remember, is the body. And the second is feeling tone, that flavoring of every moment of pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And the third foundation is mind. And that's what I want to dip into today. You know, and mind is represented by this word in Pali, by this word citta, C-I-T-T-A, and it's translated in different ways. When we hear the word mind in a Western framework, we often think about brain and thinking activity. But in this context, I like that it's broader. It points us to the activity of heart-mind. So part of what's in this frame is emotions, as well as perhaps stories, thoughts, and even more than that, because those still sort of represent almost like objects of attention, a thought, an emotion. There's a quality of energy to this basket or this foundation of the mind. It's often, the mental activity that flavors or energizes or filters our experience. So we could have an energy of aversion, like, ugh, I just don't want to deal with the mind, you know? So it comes out of that flavor of unpleasant, and there's just this sort of, or there's a energy of agitation. It's almost like a quality of being. And that's where anxiety, the topic from last time, sort of lands in this basket. Anxiety can be experienced in that first foundation of the body, because often the body is, you know, jittery, or there's a knot in the stomach, and we could know anxiety that way. For many, if not most, anxiety is often coded as unpleasant. So we could work with it through that second foundation of feeling tone. And it has this quality of citta, or state of mind. It can be, anxiety is often not discrete. It can be a diffuse mood state that we carry with us. The image that pops up sometimes is from the Peanuts comic, and, you know, Pigpen and his little cloud of dust. And anxiety can feel a little bit like you're walking around in your own personal cloud of agitation, you know, and it can feel visible sometimes to other people. It could feel pervasive to you, and we can't quite see our way through it sometimes, and it does filter. I like that image because, you know, it filters what we see. We often see the world through our mind state or our mood state, and when we start to recognize or bring our awareness to seeing the mind clearly, to seeing the energy or the flavor of the mind, we can potentially attend to it and not get caught. So we bring in awareness, and already there's something present besides the mood state, besides the anxiety. And that is the doorway, sometimes the size of a mouse hole, you know, it could be a very tiny gateway toward more freedom. This looking at the quality of our inner state of being. And I like something that one of my teachers, Gil Fronsdale, said recently. This one little sentence that stood out to me was, we are the only custodians of our inner well-being. We are the only custodians of our inner well-being. You know, it's an inside job, really, this emotional, energetic house cleaning. that we are invited to do or to attend to, because no one else can know what's happening in here. And this is the gift of our practice. It hones this capacity to attend to and to care about what's here. And the energy that we can bring was pointed to in that meditation we just shared, the quality of being with. So sometimes playing with or practicing with that word with, I find helpful because it's inviting in an awareness that, building on the example of anxiety, I am not my anxiety. So I'm not diving in to anxiety and getting lost in it. I'm inviting myself to be with anxiety, recognizing that I'm more than my anxiety. There is a capacity to say, oh, anxiety's here. What's it like in this moment? You know, we can be with the breath and recognize that we're watching or experiencing the breath unfold. And there's more here than just the breath. That's part of why that first foundation is so helpful, because there's a simplicity in what's happening in the body that it's often easier to see, or sometimes it's almost like glancing it out of the corner of your eye, like awareness. You know, if we go looking for awareness or to feel the expansiveness of it, it disappears often. But sometimes we have a sense of, oh, I'm just with the breath, and there's a sense of space, there's a sense of ease. And then we bring in the complexity of something like a mind state, a mood that is closer in, it's and more complicated. We can start to feel like I am my anxiety. And so this quality of being with is inviting just a little bit of space around the mind. And I recognize you may or may not have touched that in this meditation. So if you did, lovely. You know, you can let yourself be informed by that. If you didn't, that's okay too. You know, it's, we can't call this up on demand. So we work our way through the foundations. Yeah. We always start with that foundation of the body in different forms. And sometimes that's what our practice is. But when the body drops into stillness and it settles, sometimes there's space to notice our relationship with other elements of experience. So we might do one more session around anxiety from another angle, but I wanted to bring this in to situate it. Like, how does this fit into some of the other territory we've walked in? And the two pieces I might invite as I offer you the option of short breakout rooms is, you know, how do you relate to this quality of being with? And does it allow you any space around more difficult states like anxiety? So if either of those inquiries speaks to you, you can play with them. And we'll do just about 6 minutes if you would like to participate and enjoy a little time with each other. And we'll come back for a final few minutes together. Welcome back. I'll just see if there's anything that wants to be spoken or shared from your circling. This quality of being with, if it speaks to you, might be something you play with this coming week. And I thought I'd share a poem that I think sort of points to the flavor of this quality of being with. It can sometimes feel sort of elusive, you know, we can't quite capture it, but we can recognize it when it's here. So it's a poem called Not Going, Not Coming by Shi Te that was translated by Jerome Seaton. Not going, not coming, rooted, deep and still. Not reaching out, not reaching in, just resting at the center. A single jewel, the flawless crystal drop in the blaze of its brilliance, the way beyond. So there's this way, you know, that being with is this gem, and it is the gateway to the way beyond, to freedom. So play with it and see what you discover. See if it appeals to you. And as with all practice, the best teacher is your own experience. So Yeah, we'll see. We'll see if we continue this thread. There's a few other little things percolating that haven't quite formed yet into a series or a theme, but anything can happen between now and next Wednesday, so we'll all be surprised by where we go. Oh, it's such a joy to see each of you, and I wish you a beautiful week. Stay healthy, stay safe, take good care, and I hope to see you all next Wednesday. Me too. Bye-bye.